Gavin Mulroney, we are 9 days away from an Ulster final. We're standing in the middle of Tyrone, but what's the mood like in Donegal? Because Ulster final days are special.
Yeah, I suppose we learned that last year's was big time. We learned very quick how much football means to the people of Donegal. And I suppose the closer it gets to the final, like even talking to people in the streets and stuff like that, how happy and how excited they are just to be, geez, also how are we going to get on this weekend? Like, and you know, I suppose that nearly makes it more exciting for us then, because we know how much it means to everyone, how many people are going to be there watching. So it makes a massive difference throughout the whole county. Like.
Yeah, because Jim made the point of it, that they wanted to be in Clonus, and I interviewed one of the young supporter there, Dara Crawford, and their family follow the team everywhere, and they're not on their own, so it just must be really special to be part of, like you're standing here with Donegal gear on, it must be special to be part of something that's maybe bigger than the whole game you're preparing for, I suppose.
Yeah, listen, it's a lot bigger. Like, I suppose we're the lucky ones. We get to go out, and do the training. Some of them trainings you mightn't want to be a part of, but like, we're the lucky ones that get to go out and actually wear the jersey, and it's us that kind of, I suppose at the end of the day it falls on, but like, it's for everyone in the county. Like, if you're in Donegal or you're in America and you're from Donegal, like, it's, we're doing it for everyone, and I suppose very excited just to get out and play in another Ulster final in Clonus.
And I remember just the pitch after the final last year, you were sort of lucky enough to get over that line. It was absolute bedlam on that pitch. Like, it's something that you probably need to be there to really experience.
It's absolutely phenomenal. Like, the adrenaline, everything like that there. And like, that's what we mean. Like, when it's how much it means to people. Like, people you don't even know down, shaking your hands, talking to you, laughing, smiling, joking. Like the amount of people that was there at that final last year that mightn't be around anymore. Mm-hmm. That was their last one. Like, so that's how much it can mean. Like, that could have been their last Ulster final they got to see. And it could be the same this year for some people. So, me and Sean were actually talking about the last day, like, that obviously he was the hero, but like, the adrenaline, the rush, all that there, and after it all he wanted was to get to his girlfriend, get to his family and talk to them, hug them. Like, I know it means a lot to other people, but it also means a lot to them. Like, and I suppose he just couldn't get through the crowds was probably the problem. But you know, like, it means, like, that, yeah, it means a lot to everyone.
You were chatting there in an earlier interview just about the whole dynamic of goalkeepers fighting for that one jersey, and you know, like, you probably hit the nail on the head when Blaine Hughes had to come on to stand up to a penalty.
Yeah.
You really, and that day that against Derry, when you were warming up, we really did think you were coming on, so you really can't afford to not be switched on, and it's a difficult one from the goalkeeper.
100%. I suppose Sean's been phenomenal. He's brought me to a new, James Gallard, who, like, they brought me to a new level. Like, I'm still, obviously, Sean's our number one. I would love to be our number one, but if we're going to go win things, we need Sean on the field. Like, he's the best we have, and don't worry, like, if I'm needed, I'll be ready, I'll come on. But it was probably tougher at the start, but you learn with it, and you kind of come to grips with it. Like, as much as I was saying, like, I was telling Sean how jealous I was last year that it was him that saved the penalties and he was the hero, but I was still delighted that he'd done it, like, because I suppose to put a medal in my pocket.
I remember seeing you a photograph of a yellow cowboy hat on you, so you weren't thinking about anything else at that point. That's the joy.
That photo and that hat has come up a lot in the last 12 months. But geez, we might even replicate it again and still have the hat there.
You talked about the depth from your own point of view that yous are fighting for the jersey, but you know, Finbar Rody, he's now a year older. He's in. Michael Murphy's back, yeah. Owen McGettigan's back in the panel, McFadden Ferry's back, so strength and depth. I know it's an easy thing to say, but there's a lot more goes behind it that makes it a reality.
Yeah, like the strength and depth, like that there wouldn't be manageable, I suppose, without our background team of our physios and stuff like that there. Like, in order for us to have all that there, like, we need them, we need everyone pulling in the same direction. Like, I suppose we've had our injuries and stuff like that there. It's, we can keep depth by keeping players on the field. It's great to have all these boys back, but if they're injured, they're no good to us. Like, So they've played a massive role in that there, and I suppose you still have a few players to come back into the squad, which is massive. And you see, like, the squad is strong at the moment. Like, and there's going to be a lot of boys disappointed that are going to miss out on the match squad. There's going to be boys missing out and starting and stuff like that there. So boys' disappointment is a good thing, I suppose, for Donegal, because it shows how strong we are, or can be.
Before we touch on the final, 2016, you were the goalkeeper, Donegal were Ulster Minor champions, but I just remember looking through the programme, there was a big core that are in that bus going to Clonus this weekend. Yourself,
Mark Kern,
Owen McFadden Ferry, Jason McGee,
Owen McGettigan, Niall O'Donnell.
Niall O'Donnell was awesome that day.
Niall was brilliant that day. I'm trying to think who else. Was there anyone else? No, I don't think there was. No, I suppose...
You forgot about Luke Barrett, but there was...
Luke was there.
But I suppose my point is, Gavin, that's a real core that have been together of a one age. They're now senior players. How valuable is that?
It's funny, we've all taken our different paths to get here, I suppose. We've all had our breaks away from the squad. But yeah, it's, I suppose, no different to the... I think the 96 age group has a strong representation team. But yeah, it's funny, like, when you are a minor, you never, obviously you want, at that time I wanted to be the next Donegal goalkeeper. I suppose Paul Durkin was your idol, like, but I remember that day we won, the Donegal got beat by Tyrone. And I remember we were eating food after it, like, and we were all buzzing, and the seniors came in after it, and then after them losing, they were all like, we were being told to keep quiet. And I was thinking to myself, we won our game. You know, like, but no, I suppose, yeah, it's great that we've all got this far, like, but yeah, I suppose, yeah, as it was, boys are going to play their part in this weekend. Like, it's great to see boys coming in, coming back, but it's not just, I suppose, about the 98 boys, it's about everyone.
And the obvious thing, I suppose, now is how big a game it is. Like, you have met each other so many times, it can't be many secrets.
No, there won't be. Like, it's like, in fairness, like, as I said earlier, like, there's Armagh have shown serious resilience over the last few years, and then even to go the whole way last year. Was it 20? What did we say?
Tyrone had beaten them in a championship game that didn't go to penalties or extra time. Yeah. Sorry, to penalties. So
what year was that?
2021 or something like that. I'm not too sure, but it's
like that.
It's,
just
it's
goes
significant.
To show. And you, like, you look at some of the ways some of their players are playing, like Ushan Connolly and them. Like, there's no doubt, like, that they're a good side. Just will have to go try and match that there or better it, and hopefully it's us that comes out at the far end.
I suppose that's the thing about it. Like, you had a preliminary round, so you had three games to get here, but this is the game that it's probably that everything's decided on, I suppose, Gavin.
Yeah, like I know for a fact Armagh are sitting in their dressing room, they're saying the exact same stuff we're saying. Like, it is going to be a matter of down to just on the day, like, who wants it more and who does more. Like, played them three times in the last year, four times in the last year, and it was only the one in the league this year that wasn't as tight. Like, we drew with them up in Armagh last year, beat them in the league final by a point, I think, or two, and then beat them in penalties last year in the Ulster final. Like, so, like, listen, they're going to be gunning for us, but just as it goes the other way, we're going to be gunning for them too. Like, but looking forward to it, as I say, like.
And, like, people are talking about the, you know, wrongly the draws made for the All-Ireland series before now, so it's impossible to talk about it, but the actual feeling to win another Ulster title, it must be just something that everybody is craving for.
Yeah, like, as I say, like, the it's massive for the people of Donegal, like, and I remember that feeling as a fan going to watch the games, like. But even though it's for everyone, like, how much more it feels when you're actually a part of it. Like, a part of the team playing and stuff like that. So, like, it, like, the excitement even of the final is unreal, but you'd do anything to get over the line. Like, just to make sure that you've that medal in your back pocket, is you would die on the field for it. Like, so it's all to look forward to.